Homemakers Holiday. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Hope you all had a great Christmas weekend. You know, volunteers in one Tennessee community have been busy this season donating their time and skills. The group has been making Christmas crafts and decorations and then selling them. And as Chuck Jenny reports, the proceeds from this Homemakers Holiday go to help people in need.
Call it Santa's Workshop South. These busy elves are members of the Henry County FCE Club. That stands for Families, Communities, and Education, three things this group works to improve. Here these talented ladies are giving their time this holiday season to make crafts, part of an annual event called the Homemakers Holiday. Mary Kate Ridgway is with UT Extension in Paris.
We think that we have a greater population of people who want to volunteer in our community.
Once the craft making is complete, it's time to further spread some Christmas cheer. These items are sold, and then all the proceeds go to area charities. Shirley Thorison, also known as Mrs. Claus this time of year, likes the fact that her craft making brings more than just visions of sugar plums. The money raised here goes to people in need.
Well, I think it's very important because you're helping so many different people that have different needs. And I think it's good that it stays in our community.
That's a good point. Ridgway says all the proceeds from Homemakers Holiday stay inside the Henry County line.
We think that's super important. Shopping at home, keeping money at home. If you gave $10 to a local charity for some food drive, then that food is purchased in the community. It goes back to a needy family.
Thousands of dollars will go to area charities because of the hard work and caring nature of these volunteers. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Habitat for Humanity and a local food bank were two of the charities that benefited from the Homemakers Holiday this year. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.